What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Kelly Corrigan. You've probably never heard of me. Maybe you did. I wrote some New York Times bestsellers. I gave a TED Talk. But the reason I'm in your ear now is to invite you to listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders. We talk to everyone from Bono to Amy Schumer, Spike Lee to Rainn Wilson, Krista Tippett and Bryan Stevenson about purpose, creativity, well-being, and what makes life worth living. Follow and listen to Kelly Corrigan Wonders on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about your sick behavior.
Sick, bruh.
Yeah.
It's basically, well, there was a story out that 97% of people, Americans, no, that's not it.
No, I was like,
there's two different stories.
It's a third.
What is it?
A third of Americans say that their partner acts like a baby when they're sick.
First off, I want to say that's just people watching sitcoms. And I've been accused of by every woman I'm ever with. I don't. I just want to be left alone. I'm like a dog who's sick. I just want to get into a cave, get under stuff, and just, I want to hibernate. But it's like, you're such a baby. It's like, I'm not a baby.
That's the thing is, moms don't get to do that. They have to continue to care for their children. So...
Neither do I. I'm home in the mornings. If I'm sick, I still have to help. It's not just a mom thing.
I'm not saying that. But I'm like, even when I don't have my kids or whatever, and it's like, oh, he's sick, so now he doesn't want to do anything. I'm like, right, I don't want to do anything. That's not me being a baby. That's me wanting to recover.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's not, is that baby?
I'm
asking T-Hack because Aaron pissed me off.
I don't know. I get a little babyish. I understand
like, just like wanting to not do anything and just heal, but you don't always get to do that is all.
I'm really bad with the medicine. That's where I get the most babyish, where I'm like, just tell me what I should take. And she's like, I don't know. What are you feeling? And I'm like, I just, the orange one or the blue one.
Want your mom.
No, I just want it. I want help with the medicine. I just said that.
And who used to do that?
My mom.
Okay. So then you, by the transitive property, you know how this works.
I guess. Yeah, but it's because I don't know. I don't know the ibuprofen. She's like, do you want ibuprofen or do you want the...
Tylenol.
I can never remember what they are because I don't take medicine very often. So that's where I get the most babyish.
Okay.
But what do you want?
Here's my whole point. This could go swimmingly or this could go really bad.
Yeah.
Is there anything that you do when you're sick? Are you full on brain cloudy? Like... One of the things they talk about is people who like put on two different shoes. I've definitely gone out. Like, I am not a person. Like, I'm always black and gray and black, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If you see me in a Walmart dressed like somebody who goes to Walmart, I'm sick.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
I already don't care about what I wear, but when I'm sick, it's bad.
It's just like your closet threw up on you. It's just like your hamper goes like
oversized clothes.
Yep, 100%.
Just Adam Sandler.
Yes. And your nose is red and you don't care.
Yeah.
Like I've gone in and soiled everything.
Okay. All right.
There was a time I was sick. Okay.
That's the key. I must be sick.
Wow, I thought something was wrong.
This is what we want, though. We want your sick behavior, not like the depraved things you do, but the things you've done while sick. Maybe things you do to try to get out of it or whatever. There was a time, super bad sinus infection or whatever. I just blow my nose constantly, ran out of Kleenexes. I should not. I just realized that the YouTube people are not going to handle this. But I needed to go get more Kleenexes. So on the way to get more Kleenexes, I'm still leaking. So I'm just blowing my nose into the sleeves of the sweatshirt that I'm wearing.
Yeah.
And then I'm walking around the grocery store with full blown, like, Ghostbusters 1, the ectoplasm guy had just passed me. I am just covered in my own goo.
Yeah.
And I don't care. And people are avoiding me like the plague. And
that
I'm like,
literally happened to me not too long ago, and I was wearing a black hoodie, and it just like just glows, glows in the dark.
Oh, it's so big. It's just like big. It's just falling off of
it's
you.
Like, I'm
like
so sorry. It's better there than in, yes. I don't know.
You wanted to be left alone. That works.
It's like you say, where are the clean? And like they just scatter and point. They're like, there. Aisle 12, go. Somebody get this. And then you just get out of the store. I don't even know if I paid. There's like the security guy's like, no receipt needed. Get on out, snot boy. That's what we want. Like the weirdest thing you've done while sick. 303-222-5423.
There was one time where I had COVID because I don't know how many times I had it, but like it was at the time where everyone was scared. You had to stay home and I was bored. And I was like, I've played so many games. I don't want to do that anymore. Like there's only so much social media I can do.
Oh God.
So I tried on all of my prom dresses.
That's exactly what we're looking for, Erin.
And I did a fashion show.
For yourself.
Yes.
With snot arms.
No, it wasn't.
Okay.
Not too,
oh, it was just COVID.
The dresses were sleeveless, so I didn't want them.
So you just, oh my God, that's perfect.
It was fun. I'd do it again. I got to like twirl around.
Come here, let me cough on you.
How many prom dresses do you have?
Well, because
like
I have
homecoming.
Yeah, and I have some of my like sister's old ones and random ones because we would switch.
So you just had big pink taffeta.
Yeah.
Just like.
Yep.
And you're dying.
Because I'm so thick, I'm slaying in these dresses.
Okay.
I've definitely. When I'm sick and I'm home, I've pulled up Jerry Springer on YouTube. I've watched clips because he's not on. It wasn't on.
Anymore,
I'm like, I need, that's like what you do is if you're home, you got to watch.
When you stay home from school.
So I pulled it up like on demand to watch it.
I've never thought about that, but like that is such a sense memory. For me, it was like One Life to Live or one of the, there was some soap opera that was on at like 11 o'clock on CBS here. Maybe it wasn't General Hospital or whatever, but it was like, so that would be the show. If you got to stay home from school, that was your show. Springer was your show when you stayed home.
It was, yeah, absolutely. Oh. So you turn on Springer, you hear him fighting, and you're like, I could cozy
up now.
That's
your sick behavior.
I'm comfortable. Yeah, exactly.
I love that.
Do you guys reenact the mom thing with the Vicks and stuff?
What do you mean?
Like my mom would just, it's so weird, but she would slather my body with Vicks. Like Vicks VapoRub to try to clear your, and she'd put it on your chest, but then like she'd put it other places so you just couldn't avoid smelling it to try to.
Was she
just trying to get the boogers off of your arms?
She was trying to make the boogers not stick.
I get slathered up, not by Vicks, but by Agua de Florida. It's like a Puerto Rican thing.
Version of Vicks?
Yeah. Where it's. I don't know if this is offensive. It's water. It's like just a special kind of water.
Really?
But it feels
better. Supposedly cleanses you.
It does feel nice.
Did your parents ever hold you over like hot water with Vicks in it?
No.
Oh my God. You guys don't understand. You put the Vicks in the hot water and then that mentholatum or whatever is like.
They make shower steamers now and I do that.
Right. So this was before that. So they just put a glop of this petroleum jelly in a super hot sink and then you'd put your head in the sink and they put a towel over you.
Oh.
So, and then like my dad would like hold me. He's like, I'm like, I can't. And he's like, stay longer. Okay. And you're just
like
breathing in this like, but you're panic breathing because he's holding you down.
Yeah.
Okay. Someone tries to suffocate me, I turn on Springer, I'm good to go. I feel like I'm at home.
This is either going to go really well or really bad. Is there anything weird you do when you're sick? We call it sick behavior. 303-222-5423.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We're talking about sick behavior, but not in the... No.
Ooh.
That was really good.
Thank
wow.
You.
Disturbed.
Down with the sickness. Obviously. It's just the weird things you do when you're sick. Aaron will go out in public.
Aaron's sick a lot.
Yes. Seems. And both Aaron and I have visited stores with booger arms. I think the next song we need for the show is called Booger Arms.
Yeah, I like it.
David?
Yay.
Yay.
What's your sick behavior?
It was after eating some Hellas sushi, I ended up passing out on the toilet, and I threw up all over the place, and I woke up hours later, my torso hurting just because I was so... You know, I was hurling like crazy the next day, and I refused to clean it up, so I just fell asleep. I woke up, I got my laptop, and I just watched Netflix.
You just left
like
it there?
Next to some puke.
You left the barf there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I wasn't cleaning
it
up.
Is it still there now?
No.
Why would you ask?
No, that's so silly.
It seems like a logical question to ask because he wasn't like bringing it full circle of like, no. Then like 3 or 4 weeks later, I went in there, obviously. Okay.
Maybe some bits and pieces.
All right. Thank you, David. Boogie arm suddenly feels
tame.
Sonia?
Yeah.
Sick behavior. Yay. What's your sick behavior?
Okay. So, it was done to me, and I'm not complaining. I grew up in Germany, and it was about probably 4 decades ago, and my parents never had Tylenol or anything like that in the house, not for themselves, not for me, not for the kids. Anyway, so they just gave me a bunch of rum.
Rum?
The drum. Yeah.
As a child?
Yes. And then they put, you can think about it with like NyQuil, you know, there's alcohol in there. Yes. It was different times. And then they bundled me up in like 4 fake fluffy towels with just the head sticking out, arms in there, everything.
Oh, so they made a little rum burrito out of you.
Yes, exactly. And roasted me.
Oh, wow. Sonia's got the lampshade on her head, but she's feeling better.
She's feeling great.
Oh my God, Sonia, that's bizarre. Brandon?
Yay.
Sick behavior, what's yours?
So in college, we were going on a trip for a competition, and I had rhinovirus like a day or two leading up to it. It was just coming out of both ends. And I wanted to go on the trip anyway, and so we're in the back. I'm in the back of this cargo van because nobody wanted to be near me.
Yeah.
And it had to go. I had to go number 2, and I just grabbed a 5-gallon bucket and went with everybody else in the car.
Please tell me you didn't fill it.
Get the 10.
No, I don't. Yeah, okay.
And no one wanted to sit by me.
I know. But.
We have another Brandon.
Yai.
What's your sick behavior?
Dude, my sick behavior is something where everyone thinks I'm not sick at all because I order a Meat Lover's stuffed crust from Pizza Hut with their hottest wings that are boneless.
To try to push it through? What's your end goal for carnivore dieting out with Inferno peppers?
All right, so I literally do the hottest thing that they have for the wings, and it works out well because all of a sudden I can start breathing again.
Uh-huh.
But the Meat Lover stuffed crust, for some reason, it's soothing to me.
Yeah, I mean, some of us get chicken noodle soup,
and you just get dead pig.
Honestly, it's the weirdest thing, and it's one of those things where, if I order that, my wife goes, at first, she goes, "You're not sick. You're ordering a Meat Lover's." I was no, I've been sick since I was in college.
Okay, so it's the telltale sign that you're sick. As soon as she sees the Pizza Hut order, she's like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Brandon's going down.
I was sick in a hotel one time, and I ended up ordering it room service-wise.
Oh my God, okay. It's not going to stop you anywhere.
I don't know how much longer I want. Okay, thank you.
I like that. I'm going to have to steal it because I have to hide a lot of...
You don't need excuses.
I hide a lot of Pizza Hut boxes around the house. No, honey, I'm sick. Take it easy.
Sally?
Yai.
What's your sick behavior?
Yeah, my apologies in advance for this one. my best friend was really, really sick, and... he was all alone, so he drove himself to the Whole Foods parking lot. And when he pulled into a parking space, he filled his pants. And
filled his pants from the front or the back?
The rear at the park.
Filled and it? He didn't have a little, one slip past the goalie.
It says rear end parking. You know?
It was a little bit more than a slip. It was a fair amount. But anyway, he dragged himself there and he said, "Man, I gotta eat soup." So he dragged himself into the Whole Foods and wandered around.
Stop!
Boogie arms, yeah.
Very tame.
Yeah.
Very tame compared to having a truckload, a buttload. As it were.
Yeah. A leaky truckload.
I'm sorry, but I wouldn't have done it. But
I mean, at Whole Foods.
It's organic.
Yeah.
Yeah. You already get judged when you go in there.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.